The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is taking some extra time to consider the nomination of John Bolton to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton has been described as tough, relentless, and driven. There are plenty of people who praise his complete loyalty, ideological certainty, and commitment. And there seems to be no shortage of people who are willing to describe his style as overbearing. There are also complaints that he bullied intelligence analysts who disagreed with him. Well, commentator Geneva Overholzer finds herself feeling sorry for John Bolton. She thinks he's caught in the middle of a subtle but sweeping social change.
Here he is being cross-examined by Congress, essentially for being an arrogant bully. A generation ago, nobody would have called him out on such a thing. Trust me. When I was about to become a newspaper editor, I thought hard about what characterized our most admired editors. One trait that seemed to stand out was bullying arrogance. It was practically a prerequisite. Every old journalist has stories of editors bawling them out, kicking trash cans around while they did it. None of these men worried that their behavior might bring them down. They were capable and smart and devoted to journalism. Who cared if they demeaned people? Then along came Howell Raines of the New York Times, a traditional editor personality. Howell started off with a bang, winning Pulitzers left and right. But when his newsroom concluded that he was arrogant and something of a bully, even journalists, not known for their diplomacy, couldn't stomach it. Jason Blair, the wrongdoing reporter, was just a trigger. It was the staff's resentment that did the editor in. More recently, this new development in our social conscience popped up in Cambridge, where Larry Summers, brilliant economist turned Harvard president, has offended scores of faculty members. Sure, there was that little question about women and science, but it was Summers' thoughtless arrogance that sparked the no-confidence vote. So now to Washington and John Bolton, President Bush's nominee as ambassador to the United Nations. Condi Rice says he's a fine diplomat, but Bolton is fast becoming better known for browbeating subordinates, ignoring their views, and raising his voice when he doesn't get his way. Social change seems to explode unexpectedly. Consider the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas story, the first time we really understood the prevalence of sexual harassment. Lots of women knew, of course, but the issue was way under the public radar. Then one day, here it was, playing out in Congress. Thomas made it to the court, but harassment had emerged as wrong. Now it seems that being a jerk of a leader won't wash, either. It's long been assumed there'd be a few bodies strewn along a powerful man's route to the top. But these days, that's cause for a second look, a negative vote, or even dismissal. The remarkable notion that you need to be a decent human being as well as a strong leader has come to the newsroom, to the university, to public office. Could the boardroom be next?
Geneva Overholzer is a professor at the Missouri School of Journalism.